Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. San Francisco mayoral candidate Mark Farrell says he wants to declare a state of emergency on the fentanyl crisis and open a new drug treatment intake center if he wins the election. If that sounds familiar, there's a reason. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez explains.
Mayor London Breed tried the same thing in 2021 with one major difference. People were allowed to use drugs in the intake center. Farrell says his plan would require abstinence. Del Seymour helps Tenderloin drug users find programs to kick their habits. He says abstinence doesn't work for everyone.
I would not have gotten clean if I went into a straight abstinence mode. I was not, my body, my mind, especially mine, was not ready for that.
City data shows that more than 300 overdoses were reversed at Breed's Tenderloin Center because users overdosed in the presence of staff and not on the street. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
A new state bill would lower speed limits and increase safety precautions in school zones. Peninsula Assemblyman Mark Berman says that currently, school zone signs lower the speed limit, quote, when children are present, and that's confusing for drivers.
It's difficult to enforce, and it does not appropriately protect school employees, parents, or other caregivers.
Instead, Berman is proposing set hours for school zone speed limits from 7 to 10 a.m. and from 2 to 5 p.m., as well as lowering the speed limit to 20 miles per hour or less. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.